White House doubles down on Lisa Brady. Fox News facing questions for a second day about a call to action from abortion rights advocates after a leaked draft opinion suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court is set to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Outgoing White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was specifically asked about targeting Supreme Court justices at their homes with protests, and she said the president and the White House support peaceful protests. She didn't want to bite on that question anymore. We do know that this group called Ruth Sent Us, a nod to the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, are posting online the home addresses of the six conservative justices on the court, encouraging people to walk by and demonstrate next week. The group is not calling for any violent protests, but going to private homes raises questions.
Fox's David Spunt at the White House. A bipartisan bill in the Senate would allow round-the-clock security for the justices and their families. A deadly disaster unfolding in Cuba, where an explosion has done heavy damage to a hotel in the capital, Havana. Cuban officials reporting at least four people dead and that the preliminary investigation blames a gas leak, the blast blowing out multiple lower floors of the Hotel Saratoga, sending clouds of dust into the air. The Ukrainian president remains defiant and hopeful, even as Russia keeps bombing his country.
We are already preparing the big plan of reconstruction for Ukraine, because we are absolutely certain that we will defend our independence and regain that territory.
President Zelensky speaking remotely to a British group today and vowing the besieged city of Mariupol will not fall. Ukrainian fighters there remain holed up in a steel plant where a UN-led effort to evacuate civilians continues. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Voters have an unusual choice this fall in Indiana, where an accused killer is still in the running for a local seat, at least for now.
39-year-old Andrew Wilhoit got 60 votes in the GOP race for the Clinton Township Board, enough to be on the ballot. In March, he was charged with murder in connection to the death of his wife, Nikki Wilhoit. Her body was later found in a creek near the couple's home, and because he's only been charged with a felony and not convicted, GOP Chair Debbie Ottinger says,
"You can't remove him. We could not go in and say, I want to remove this individual. A normal voter or resident of Boone County cannot go in and request that."
Wilhoit met the deadline to declare his candidacy for a party nomination in February prior to his arrest.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Wilhoit's trial is scheduled to begin in August. Tesla joins a growing list of companies aiming to help workers affected by state abortion restrictions. An expanded safety net program for Tesla workers will cover travel costs for health services unavailable in their home state, including abortions. A Texas businessman is betting his luck might change.
Like with many championship sporting events over recent years, a furniture store from Houston is receiving great publicity because its owner is making a big bet on the race to hedge potential losses from his store promotion built around the 148th Kentucky Derby. Mattress Mac Jim McInvale says customers will get refunded $3,000 each if the Derby favorite wins the race. Mattress Mac told the Las Vegas Review-Journal, "I'll be betting between $2.5 and $3 million on the favorite." Last year, he wagered a Derby record $2.4 million to win on the horse Essential Quality, who finished fourth.
Fox's Jared Max. It's been an interesting betting year for Mattress Mac, who lost more than $15 million on the Super Bowl and college football's national title game, but won $15 million on the men's college basketball championship. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.